Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can choose more, so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is RJ Isaac. RJ is a property management consultant and the host of the Keeping It Real Estate podcast, a podcast focused on the property management industry. His BizHap is about that time when he sold an unsellable table. RJ, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you. Yeah, so couple years ago, my wife, she had a side hustle where she would go and buy this old furniture, refurbish it, and then sell it at a profit. And she was doing fairly well with it and was making a lot of good progress. But there was this one table that she went and refurbished, and she bought it for like, you know, 20 bucks and was going to be selling it for about $200 was her intent. And when she put it on the market, she was selling on Facebook Marketplace, she was getting no interest whatsoever in this $200 table. And she was really getting kind of bummed because she put some cost into it. So she didn't really want to lower the price. And she's like, I don't know what else to do. I'm going to lower down the price. And what I told her is like, don't do that. Don't lower the price. Instead, go the other direction. Ask for $300. And maybe in $350, but we'll go $300. So she's like, that seems crazy. If people don't want to buy it at $200, why would they want to buy it at $300? It doesn't make any sense. But she went and did it anyway. And as soon as she went and put it from $200 to $300, it sold within, I think, 48 hours, if I remember, very quickly. Someone came in, had multiple people interested in it, and she's able to sell this table. And the reason for this is because pricing, people have a wrong idea about pricing. Pricing is a big aspect of marketing. And so particularly in Facebook Marketplace, people say, I'm looking for a table, and they'll put in their parameters of, I'm looking for something between $100 to $200. And so when you're putting your product in a certain category, you're targeting a certain demographic. And so by increasing the price, she's now going into a higher class demographic. And so this higher class demographic is now looking at this table and seeing that this table for $300 is actually a good deal to this different demographic. Now, I mentioned before, or I should say you have mentioned, I'm a property management consultant. And so one of the ways I started leveraging this in property management is with the rental prices. So people, when they search for rentals or any kind of real estate act for that matter, really work in much the same way. So they're going to put in a price range of, say, I'm looking for a house for $2,000 to $2,500, just as an example. And typically on the search systems, they're not going to be able to go to $500. They might have to go to $499 or something like that. But by pricing your offer, what you're selling, your product, outside of these frameworks, you're able to actually get a different group of people looking at it. So when I was marketing these properties to for rentals, I would often be marketing them at, say, you know, $1,990, just thinking I'm going to try and get in this one bracket if people are looking at it. But when I'm pricing it at that range, I'm ending up getting it where I'm at the top of the people who are looking in the range where they max out at $2,000. By pricing it at $2,010, actually increasing the price by $20 in this case, now I'm in the bottom of the range of the people who are looking for $2,000 and upwards. And so this is a trick that a lot of people can use in a lot of different areas, where by pricing your service or your product better, especially if people are searching in a very price conscious market, then you're able to actually get better people and get more qualified buyers just by increasing your pricing.
That is a great perspective to see things. Usually people go and think, oh, I should lower my prices, and the cheaper, or let's say the more affordable something looks like, the more people will want it. But it's also interesting how by raising the price, you increase the perceived value of that table.
Exactly. It's more about the people who are looking at it. When you have people who are looking at if they're looking for a $200 table, they're looking for something more affordable. And so for this case, it wasn't what they were looking for in this market. And so it's all comes down to pricing your product for the consumer that wants to buy it.
That is so awesome. And I think not a lot of people think about this shift, of if I price it higher, it will go to this other bracket of people. Like that's thinking two steps ahead.
Yeah, well, and it really is. And again, this is where I never I'm going to make a small tangent here. I did a trip to China, and in China, this is back in 2010, and you have these large markets where people are selling things, and you have to haggle prices. And what I really learned from that experience, though, is that I, as an American coming there, I really had no idea how to determine if that price was a good price or not. And the fact that I didn't have a way of gauging quality or anything, my entire mentality is about the price I'm buying it at. And even when I work with freelancers, there's freelancers on a global stage. And when I see people who are offering a service, but they're basically giving it away for free. I see a lot of people are trying to give away freelance services like graphic design. I'll design your website for free. I'm like, I don't want to work with someone who's going to do it for free. I'd rather
Right.
work with someone who's expecting me to pay them $1,000 or whatever price range is going to be appropriate for you. I'm going to mention these numbers, and some people will say $1,000 is too little or $1,000 is too much. Even if the rental prices, everyone's going to say, oh, where can you buy a house or rent a house for $2,000? That's ridiculous. So, I mean, understanding that this what people think about is the correct price is just based off of what their experiences in the past have been. And so if you are able to separate your own experiences and try and adapt to what your consumers' experiences are, that's when you can start increasing your sales.
Mind blowing. Thank you so much, RJ, for this perspective. It's this shift in perspective that I don't think a lot of people think about.
I haven't heard anybody else talk about it, so it's not quite in this way. So yeah, that's why I wanted to share it with you.
Thank you so much. This is really valuable. So, RJ, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I'm primarily I have the podcast. It's in the process of doing a relaunch, so I have a bunch of episodes already recorded and going to be uploading them soon. But it's going to be on Facebook, Spotify, everywhere, and it's the Keeping It Real Estate podcast. So if you just search for the Keeping It Real Estate podcast, particularly on YouTube, that's where I really try and have a presence there. You'll be able to find me.
Amazing. Well, that is it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, RJ Isaac, for coming on and sharing his story about that time when he sold an unsellable table. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder. If you want help in selling AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, or you want them to take care of your tenants, visit anabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.